Advice. It's a Middle English word from the French avis, meaning opinion, and that puts me right off. I don't want someone's opinion, I want wisdom, not the same thing at all. Opinion is everywhere. Anyway, advice. When I was a postgrad, my supervisor told me I was pretty good, but needed a bucket of cold water poured over me every now and then, for brevity's sake. I've been advised since to edit and edit again, to cut fearlessly. I've been advised to write for someone, a particular person. Some think that I should share my work, though I find this almost impossible. I have even handed one of my newly published books to a friend and cried, "No, don't read it," when she opened it up. A male novelist assured me that a writer should only ever have a female agent. A woman, he said, will be organised and careful and never ignore you. I failed at the first fence on this one. It would help, perhaps, to have been brought up by parents who instilled in you the importance of doing what you say you'll do, and then you'd be pathologically driven and incapable of missing a deadline. Someone once suggested I try the Lester Dent pulp paper master fiction plot, a fabulously cynical and effective writing formula. Lester suggests coming up with, say, an unusual murder method, such as hydrocyanic, garroting, poison needles, scorpions, and then write them on paper, get them where they may suggest something. So lists are good, sit down and write a few, and then dip in when you're stuck. You could have a drink. It's debatable whether this is advisable or not, but my earliest and best result for writing anything was for a mock history of art paper when I was 17 and squiffy. I'd stopped off at my boyfriend's house and had a cider, and then, when I sat down in the exam room later, my pen rushed along and all manner of mad ideas came slipping out. Inhibitions gone and any care for formality straight out the window. I knew my stuff, so I could let rip. I've never been sure if this was good or bad. Think Dylan Thomas and any number of other drinkers, but it was fun and lively and definitely got me somewhere. In the same vein, you could go online and buy a Vivienne Westwood frock. I don't care if you're a man, you'll still look good. And designate it as your little writing number and wear it when sitting at your desk or laying around the house thinking. Again, this could be good or bad. But the best advice I've had, of course, is to just get on with it, to get up off my arse and do it, and then do it again and again. Distractions, daydreaming, drinking and shopping are all very well and deeply enjoyable, but they won't get the work done, and it is work. And maybe you can play with it, or someone, when it's done.